Welcome to the Enneagram and Christianity Podcast, Know God, Know Yourself, with Pastors Claire and Scott Loridge, and produced by Crossroads Church and Ministries in Marshall, Michigan.
Why don't we start then with the nine, just because he's over there being so wonderful, right? So while we could say the true self of the nine is the peaceful person and the false self moves to sloth or sloth, that German word sloth, which really, if you know anything about the sloth, it takes them 30 minutes to eat a green bean. And our grandson, they had a sloth visit their school.
How cool.
It was really, really cool. And he said they just...
Was it Grandparents' Day?
No.
It was an actual sloth.
No, there'll be another visitation.
So if we're talking about true self, false self, that, you know, that's one way to put it. But one of the challenges in our culture is when we've let go of the idea of good spirits and bad spirits. Because, you know, what we know about Ignatius Loyola is he really told us there were ways where we were moving toward the good spirits and moving away from the good spirits are moving toward the bad spirits. But as Americans, we have all kinds of spirits, like what? Team spirit, drink spirits, right? The spirit of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smells like teen spirit.
Smells like teen spirit, yeah. All the Nirvana fans out there.
Yeah. And so, you know, so I think... When I was a cheerleader, we would say, we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? And so nobody was really attaching the power of what those words are.
Right.
The power of what those words are. So there are good spirits and there are bad spirits, right? So I thought I'd just do like a little Bible, deal with y'all here.
Oh, fun.
And look at, you know, a scripture that, you know, may or may not be familiar to you, but there's a great scripture in the book of Ephesians. And this scripture is, you formerly walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince and the power of the air and the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. The spirit that's working in the sons of disobedience. So then that word working comes from this fabulous Greek word that here's how to say it. Oh, wait, let me turn it on. Ready?
Energeo.
Can you want to say it together? Energeo.
Energeo.
Energeo. No, I can't
right?
do that.
That's more Cockney accent than Greek, but that's close.
Yeah. So, you know, and so we get our word energy from the word energeo. So sometimes when we see good spirits or bad spirits, it's really about the energy that's working in a person's life. And a lot of people would say, well, you know, that word energy, that's really New Age. No, it's really Bible. Mm-hmm. This is the, you know, the spirit of this age working energeo in the sons of disobedience. So what we realize is when we pick up the energy from a person, like, man, that person has good energy, right? A good spirit. That person has a good spirit. We're really using biblical language. We're actually saying that there are ways that we can see where we're moving toward faith, hope, and love and moving away from faith, hope, and love. So, for instance, with the nines, you know, when they're operating in the good spirits, we can feel it. You know, they're not just peaceful, but they actually have a peacefulness that is regulated in a way that is connected, as we talked about in the last session, with their three and their six. So the GQ, gut intelligence of the nine, is that peaceful person. The EQ, the emotional intelligence of the nine, is the affected person.
Right, the three.
Yep. And The IQ of the nine is a
loyal person.
Loyal
six.
Person, six. Mm-hmm. So when we see somebody in the good spirits that's a nine, you're actually going to start to see them. They have holy adaptability, right? We love that. Holy adaptability. Like, they're not just adapting any old way. They're adapting when it's appropriate. They're actually being peaceful and making peace when it's actually holy, not just peace at all costs, right? They show us active peace. They've got this peace that isn't just like disappearing, eating a green bean for 30 minutes, but it has energeo. It has energy with it. It's this peaceful energy. It's a good spirit, right? So when we think about the bad spirits, I mean, I've never seen any of these in you, Scott.
I could give you a list.
Yeah. And so when they're in the bad spirits, they have this passive aggressive, unassertive, apathetic, undisciplined, and, you know, and stubborn. So when somebody's stubborn, what kind of spirit do you experience from them? What kind of energy do you feel from them when somebody's stubborn? Mm-hmm.
Spirit of donkey.
Spirit of donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was on the phone today with a nine, and we had a failure to communicate. And I could tell when this person was shutting down. And I said, so I'm picking up some resistance from you right now. Can you tell me more about that? Because what a nine can do is just disappear and dig in. But if they're invited to bring a good spirit, a good energy, they can actually bring peace that is active and say, here's what I want to name for you. And that's just powerful because we can lose nines.
Yeah, the tendency is just to kind of fall asleep. I love the term that you're using, dig in, which is really, you know, being a nine, it really is what it feels like. It feels like literally digging. You know, I used to play a lot of sports, so it feels like taking your spikes out on a field and kind of digging right in and making sure that you have a good, stable stance, but not in a good way. So, yeah, you get entrenched in your position, start to become defensive. Like, I could defend myself for all the wrong reasons. So got to be careful of that.
Yeah. And so how do you tap into the good spirits? Like, so we know that the Holy Spirit lives within you and that, you know, we know that the spirit of grace, the spirit of mercy, the spirit of, you know, a spirit of peace, a spirit has some activity around it. And how do you actually tap into that?
Well, I think that really paying attention to, you know, the opposite of falling asleep is being awake. And not disappearing, making sure that, you know, it's important as nines are ambassadorial or diplomatic, but in order to be that, you have to be engaged. So you just have to show up. You got to be mindful of showing up as a nine. Like, this, it's important. My presence is important here. And you talk about energy. The energy that is needed for me to show up, I really kind of have to pay attention to that and say, I've got to give the energy that's needed for this engagement. So, yeah.
So even, you know, this week, we've been working through some challenges in another organization that we help, that we work with, that we're engaged with. And there have been multiple emails and, you know, you've had some of our staff has been helping put the pieces back together for this other organization's challenge. And so how has active peace shown up for you as you've had to navigate some pretty heavy duty challenges?
Yeah. Well, what happens with a nine, because nines are conflict avoidant, is we, you know, if we're not careful, it'll just, we get this pent up energy and anger to the point where then when you just can't keep it bottled in anymore, you may in times of conflict, you may end up kind of just spewing out things that you're not wanting to spew out. So like, it, for instance, in the situation that you're talking about, which there's been some conflict that we're trying to transform through, you know, it's important to recognize that there's anger there, but then also understand, and this is what happens with nines, is we will go to conflict if, because there comes a point where we know the only way to get back to peace is to go through that conflict. So,
you think all nines are like that, or is that just because?
Well, I think when we're aware, when we're awake, I think we, and we're paying attention, that that's helpful. Mm-hmm. I would say personally that I have not, you know, there's certainly been times when I haven't been aware and awake to those types of things, so that's not always the story. But I think in a healthy way, you pay attention, it's important to show up. This conflict and getting through it is going to be helpful for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
And so just for fun, like, what's a fun spiritual discipline that helps you get in the good spirits?
A fun. Oh, wow.
Didn't expect that.
You know, for instance, even in praying, being aware of yourself for a nine, being aware of, so just the spiritual discipline of awareness. I'm just aware of my own feelings and needs, because when I walk into a room as a nine, I'm kind of very cognizant of what's going on for everybody else, but not so much myself, and then my own desires in a situation.
So I'm just thinking of the little movie that we'll watch with the kids sing, and what you always say to our grandchildren when you see them losing heart. Mm-hmm. What is it that you say?
You got the piggy power.
Yeah. Yeah. And so activating that energy,
And
people can't see it, but there's actually a movement you use with it too.
The neighbors have probably seen it.
So a way to activate. So nines, in order to activate the good spirits, they've got to discover some ways, some spiritual practices that help them awaken, help them stay awake. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. There's a little bit on the nine.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think the question you said, are all nines like that? It does remind us that we're not all cookie cutter in our numbers. Mm-hmm. We have our own personalities, and we have things that we do things differently, but yet we have all these similarities that are really helpful to know how we move and act and have our being, however that song used to go.
Yeah,
years ago.
In him we live and move and have our being, right?
Yes,
make a joyful noise. Sing unto the Lord. Tell him of your love.
Oh, yes.
Dance before.
The dances are dancing.
Right.
The flags are waving.
That was back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really great information. So thank you very much. That's a great introduction to the nine. And we know in upcoming episodes, we will learn. I'd like just to say that I keep wanting to say the old Muppet Show thing with a cat that's gone to the dogs, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so we'll be back with more Enneagram and Christianity with the next number. And what will be the next number?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to do eight?
Well,
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah,
would you be all right with that?
I think we'll talk about that in the in-between, but maybe that's just a little thing for you all to wait for. See if the eight's coming. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Enneagram and Christianity podcast. Know God, know yourself. Tune in again for our next episode.